50 of the NLSC podcast. Yes, we've finally reached the big 5-0, and it only seems appropriate that we dedicate this episode to the greatness that is Joel Anthony. And I'm also going to steal the credit for this episode as well, because I am the birthday boy. I am not 50. I am more than halfway there, though.
You're lying.
29,
which... You're lying.
I am more than halfway there at the age of 29, which is kind of scary, but, well, still many more years ahead of me. Fingers crossed.
Indeed.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, mate.
Yeah, happy birthday, Andrew.
Cheers. I am Andrew. I am joined by Ben Arcane.
Hello.
And Ben is still, unfortunately, dealing with a few problems with his eyes, as we mentioned on the podcast last week, which we're sorry to hear, Ben. But on the bright side, you can still apply for a job as a NBA official.
Woohoo!
With your
turn. There's hope for me yet.
Yeah. Good eyesight not required. Also on the panel this week is John Jousming.
Yes, the gravity challenged.
Yeah. Is that what I want to say? Gravity challenged. It's ground John instead of Air Jordan.
ground Jow.
Well, that just sounds like some kind of coffee. But so yes, we are joined by YouTube.com/Jousming. And once again with us is Leon. How you going, Leon?
Yeah, office stuntman for now.
Yes.
Yeah. Majoring my job.
Working hard for the man.
Yeah.
We won't tell anyone. This isn't going public after all.
Yes.
Don't tell him.
Yeah. You're our client.
But here we are, guys. It's a very special occasion, my 29th birthday. No, the 50th episode of our podcast, and we've already passed the 52-week mark, the year mark, as we, I believe, started this in August last year. John, you were on the first podcast along with Leftos, and is there anything you want to say to Leftos, your former digital broadcast partner?
Oh, God, I miss him so much. I'm very thankful to talk to Razor as much as I have, and Big Hort. It's great to have him back in the community, and he's very motivated to do things. I'm never going to be able to replace Leftos, and I miss his roster editor, and I really wish I had the time to learn even C-Pound enough to update, or C-Sharp, whatever you want to call it, to update the roster editor. But I decided to do the stupid graduate program instead. So
priorities, John.
I know, right? Think of the community. You get street mods and you like it.
Change, man.
Used to be cool.
Used to be about the morning. Slag off.
Slag off.
But here we are at 50 episodes and still going strong. Still getting. A lot of interest from the community. You're certainly downloading us every week and listening to us, so hopefully we're putting on a good show. I think we're all enjoying it, wouldn't you say, fellas?
Of course.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So, let's get this party started.
Bring out
with some dubstep. Isn't that right, John?
Wub. Wub.
I think we can do that in the end, a dubstep quartet.
Yes.
All right.
A three-hour dubstep mega mix.
Or maybe while somebody's talking, somebody's going to provide a background. Wub, wub, wub.
Just drop the bass.
Okay, I'm done.
Well, we do have a fair bit to get through this week. Some interesting news for both the games. NBA 2K14, of course, it has already been out with current gen. They've got some next gen news as well. NBA Live 14's news is back. I have my copy of NBA 2K14 for PC eventually. So finally, rather, not eventually. I thought it's got to come eventually. I do have that, so I can finally talk about it this week and give some closure to that saga. let's dive into the NBA Live 14 news first. And the first item that I've got on the docket this week, Ultimate Team has been officially confirmed. Probably not a very well kept secret. It's I think it was broken back in March or even April, around that time.
Yeah, it was the LinkedIn profile, right?
Yes, Doug Vini from GoodGameBro.com had that scoop and sent that along to us. And discovered that, and it seemed like a pretty foregone conclusion, the kind of thing that they'd add to the game since it's had so much success in FIFA, Madden, and NHL. And but it was actually confirmed by the pre-order bonuses on various retailers, Amazon, GameStop, etc., all the major ones. They've mentioned a pre-order bonus of 7 Ultimate Team Premium Gold Packs. So if you pre-order the game, you can get a head start on putting your team together. And John, I know you've tried these modes before with 2K and such. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, all one mode of it. that's for a couple hours. It's awesome. It's a lot of fun. For the PC people that don't know, it's a trading card kind of game. You get players, you trade players away. You try to build your ultimate team. I haven't played any of the EA.
I see what you did there, Fry meme.
Ooh. But no, it's a really fun, addicting game mode, and it's really smart of EA to have it in NBA Live, because obviously my team took off and did great things for 2K. So if the people who really originated this kind of mode in sports games does it and does it well, then good things can only happen.
One would hope, yeah. Do you think we'll be spending much time with it, or do you think you'll be heading to the other game modes more often than not?
You know, my team on 2K's side just seems to be VC heavy and really just all about earning VC in all different kinds of modes. And if you want to be really successful at my team, you have to kind of pool all of that towards there. So if next gen gets my team, because I don't think we know that if they're getting my team or not. Or was that confirmed to be a PS3 60 only?
I'm not sure. Yeah, to be honest. I want to say yes, but at the same time, I think there's some conflicting information out there. So
Green Man Gaming tells me that my team is PS3 and Xbox 360 only, which we took as before as being not next gen.
Yeah.
So,
so possibly hasn't been confirmed yet, if nothing else. Yeah.
If they don't put that on next gen, they're stupid. Sorry, yeah. Leftos. I love you.
because Leftos makes all the decisions and everything's his fault, as we've discussed.
But no.
Seriously, people, stop blaming Leftos.
Even though I put the thread in, it was supposed to be tongue-in-cheek. It's supposed to be funny.
Yeah, we can get away with it because he likes us.
Yeah. Used to. This. But no, I'm going to play the crap out of it, probably. It's built for someone like me. And since it was rumored that there's going to be legends in the game, and legends work into Ultimate Team for FIFA and for NHL and for Madden, you know, that's obviously where the legends are going to be filtered through. I love playing with legends. I cannot wait to play with Larry Bird on an NBA Live game again, because he is unstoppable there. So, and I can't get his jump shot down in 2K, but good times.
I'll at least give it a shot. Like every other game mode they throw my way, I'll give it a look. I don't know whether how into it I'll get as far as buying new packs or anything like that, but I'll drop a few bucks, I guess, and see what I how I feel about it.
I ain't spending money on it.
Well,
not
I don't know.
$60, that's enough.
Maybe I'll get into it. Who knows? But no, cup of coffee, whatever. I shouldn't even use that that phrase, because I don't drink coffee. But Ben, you're also getting NBA Live 14, and I know you're really looking forward to it. Your thoughts on the mode? You looking forward to it?
I've never actually got to play this sort of Ultimate Team thing before, but I mean, I'll give it a look and give it a go, see what it's like. And I'm going to try and play as many modes of the game as I can, just to sort of see what's like and flesh out ideas and what could be improved on it. So to give back to developers and that, so that way, they can enhance the experience for other users in the years to come.
I can see myself going back to Rising Star and Dynasty and being more into that, because that's more my thing. Not having to play with teenagers online yelling homophobic slurs.
Come on, that's where the fun is.
Yeah, apparently. But definitely something you got to check out. Alien, you're not getting a PlayStation 4 or Xbox One, are you?
Depends on how December goes, but really, this is I'm looking forward for the game to the game, and I'm that would probably make me decide if I'm going to get a console or not. Because I'm really more of a PC guy, because, you know, PC is the master race. Yeah. All right. But I kind of missed NBA Live since, you know, the last one came out on the PC. I don't remember. What was it?
Yeah, Live 08.
08, yeah. NBA Live 08. This is the very last NBA Live I've ever played, and I never got the chance to play any subsequent NBA Live games. You know, Elite, NBA Elite was something that was a bit elusive on my hands, but if ever...
I think that eluded everyone, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, if only EA would change their minds, and, you know, EA Sports in particular, you know, if they would change their minds and give PC gamers a shot, or probably improve their DRM so that piracy won't be much of a problem, maybe I could get a chance of actually playing it, or just get a console. I mean, I think that's the easier way around. But, yeah. That's...
Hey, we'll put up with Origin if we got to use Origin.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
To get the PC version, you know, whatever it takes, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously a very good idea for EA Sports to include that mode. Now, the other news item from this week, or actually there's a few. That's the next one on the list, though, is the reveal of the soundtracks. They're revealing new tracks every Tuesday in the cleverly titled. Tracklist Tuesdays, but the first two songs that have been revealed are Numbers on the Boards by Pusha T and DDFH by Run the Jewels, and we've got videos from YouTube. Both those songs have been posted in the forum and on the main page when we posted the bulletins, so I guess we can give our thoughts on those guys. John, I know you're a huge fan of
this.
Okay, right on cue.
to put this on the actual, like, the realm of things for me, my musical taste has been completely shaped by NBA Live for the past 10 years or so. It was how I was introduced to new music. It was how I was introduced into, you know, favorite songs and everything. And I told you guys the other, you know, over and over and over again, when I mod, I listen to the NBA sound game soundtracks.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I have not purchased any of these songs. Usually, like, when, you know, something gets announced for one of these games, I listen to it and it's like normal. Okay, where's Amazon? Catherine, do we have any MP3 credits? And, you know, just like going through like that and just and picking up all of the songs that I can. And these first two songs, the first one gave me a damn aneurysm. That was terrible. The drum beat. It doesn't even match up with the syncing of the beat of the song. So, you know, you have the 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, and then like they have this like drum beat that goes ta-da-dink, 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 over and over and over and over again, the entire friggin' song, and it doesn't sync up at all with the beat. And and the guy sounds like he's rapping to another beat. And what pissed me off was that the tweet that EA Sports put out to the guy mentioned two songs. And the other song they mentioned was a good song, I think, if I remember correctly, because I've been so dumbfounded by the one that's actually in the damn game. And then the second one is still a lot more, I guess, darker kind of rap, you know, the lower voice and having a slower beat, whereas, you know, I prefer more of a upbeat and, you know, faster paced, especially with basketball music.
I'm wondering if they're going to do. Sorry to cut you off. I'm wondering if they're going to do like basketball versions, basketball covers, remixes of them, kind of like Chingy's Right There.
That'd be great. I missed that. And
well, they're going to have to. Have you listened to the songs? I mean, the second one's pretty explicit. So
yeah,
you know, you can't really include that content in the.
That they could just use an instrumental version.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not offended, but I mean, to get that rating.
All right.
Everyone rating, yeah.
You can't even say the girl's nasty or whatever in a Robin Thicke's song, and she's nasty or something is censored. It's like, I know you can't say bitch, but you can't say nasty.
I believe you can't say twerking now either. But
the overall feel of those first two songs reminds me a lot of NBA Live 2004, though. Just kind of that pace, the deeper voice, the deeper the tone of the music, just reminds me a lot of NBA Live 2004.
The comment I saw in the forum was it would work as a, like a loading screen.
No,
kind of
you can't turn those off. You can't, you know, you have the, you can choose this, what songs are on and off, and that screen that we got from them showed that we can toggle these songs on and off.
Like, the EA tracks, yeah.
Yeah, but you can't do that for loading screens. And like I said to you in the forums, you know, we're still going to have loading screens. It's next-gen consoles. It's still a console. Sure. It's not running off an SSD on my computer. So, I mean, whoop, we lost someone. But
I'm here. Okay.
I don't know. Leon, have you heard them?
No. Okay. So, emphatic. Nothing against hip-hop, but, you know, the last NBA Live
metal, aren't you?
Yeah. That's not...
it's no Phil Collins. I'll tell you that much.
But you know, the last NBA Live soundtrack I've ever enjoyed was the, I guess 2001 and 2003. They were very good for me. I haven't really listened to what's his name? Pusha T. Yeah.
Pusha T, yeah.
I'm not really sure, but I'm more inclined to the older NBA Live soundtracks. But nothing against hip hop, because you know, I enjoyed how Live 2003 sounded. I also enjoyed how 2004 sounded. But you know, the later games soundtrack is a bit I think it doesn't really fit basketball much. So it ended up with me replacing the soundtracks with custom ones, you know, necessarily putting Red Hot Chili Peppers there, so can't
respect that.
Yeah, Can't Stop is a good song for a basketball game, really. So I hope they would try to consider that. Yeah, but
Ben Aguilar's have exactly one song that mentions basketball, I think, or possibly two. So that's really out for me. But I just make do. I can kind of take or leave both songs. I'm not particularly bothered by or love either of them, so I guess I'll just fade into the background for me. But Ben, I know you'd like some J. Cole on there.
Oh yeah.
Hey, good beats there.
Yeah, man. I love the sort of old school sort of jazz, old school sort of blues jazz sort of sound in Born Sinner album. It just works that sort of old school sound to it. So I love it. I like it a lot. As much as John likes Walter.
Walter!
Don't start.
Or dubstep.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice to see some Cole on there, because with the whole 2011 or Elite 11 sort of thing, because it was him and Ninth Wonder that were doing the whole soundtrack.
That's right, producing the whole soundtrack, yeah.
So, yeah, just to sort of make up for not having that release soundtrack or with lyrics and all that stuff. We only got to hear the instrumentals.
Yeah. Good instrumentals, but
yeah.
I mean, if we're going to do that and we wanted some jazzy sound, I'd still, you know, the old school fan of me really loves the soundtrack of NBA Live 96, all the real jazzy stuff in there. Hey, it totally works. It's classy, you know.
Live 99.
Live 2000. Get Rozelle back.
I tried and I looked for copies of Live 99. Just to listen to how the soundtracks played.
A lot of those instrumentals were pretty good. I guess these days you got to have
the sad thing about that is that I'm stuck in the 90s. You know,
and it's a great time. You know, the Bulls were winning. The Simpsons were good every week. let's all go back to the. Actually, no, that's very slow internet and no smartphones.
Yeah.
What we need is Malcolm
And not next-gen graphics.
The diskettes are cool. Flop disks are cool.
Hey, you know, we can get a lot of good times with MJ and Floyd. I'm just saying.
And with regards to the two songs so far, first one, it's not quite to my liking. I do like the beat of the second one, but yeah, it is a fairly dark song, which is quite surprising. I do like the sound of it, but yeah, it's pretty hardcore in the terms for what previous NBA Live songs have been in that. I guess we'll wait to see next week what the next song will be.
Metallica.
Tuesday, yeah.
No. Oh, no, not close enough. Shucks.
Well, the other thing that was revealed this week is the athlete lineup for NBA Live 14. Kyrie Irving, surprise, surprise, being on the cover and all. Damian Lillard, again, very surprising, considering the highly touted motion capture sessions. John Wall, Kemba Walker, Ricky Rubio, and rookie Victor Oladipo.
Hey, good job.
That good job, what name. For yeah, I know. I had to, you noticed the pause because I almost said Opelito or something. And it's right here in front of me. I almost messed up, but there it is. But
I would have just gone and that dude.
And the big VO from all of the Orlando Magic. Yeah, but those are our six players they've signed. The cover boy in Kyrie Irving and the other guys. A lot of point guards on that list, guys.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing, of course. I mean, especially with the bounce tech being such a big thing, they want to get the dribbling moves right, and certainly good people to get feedback on that since they have had input into the game. But I don't want to be paranoid about it, but at the same time, I'm kind of hoping that that the post game and the bigs are well represented too in Live 14.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, you're a fellow. Actually, I think most of us here on the panel are centers and forwards and big men growing up playing the game, I'm guessing. So, Ben, I mean, do you share that fear, or do you think it's just these are younger, marketable guys and that kind of thing?
I can see the sort of marketability of it, but yeah, I really do hope that the post-game is going to be a key thing. Like, I know I've said it in previous podcasts where I thought Live 09's post-game was far better than Live 10's.
Yep.
And I felt
in the paint, yep.
Yeah, and I felt like you could do more with it, and I was felt more like I was playing a sim orientated game where, and playing style and that. Where in editions after that, not just with Life but with also 2K, I was just more just going for the dunks, sort of instead of trying to use the big man in a lot of ways. So
really,
yeah, like I was probably playing more your style.
Okay, that's funny to me because I feel the opposite of that. I'm a little worried for Live coming back because I always thought that the post game in any of the current gen Live games was severely lacking, especially in comparison to what we have with 2K right now. My biggest issue with 2K was that in previous years the shot fake into another shot, the flick shots essentially. That they felt a little too cheesy because they weren't timing based, and because of the blocking in past games, it was pretty much impossible to stop. And then this year, you actually have the collisions, and you actually had the blocking in 2K14. So I thought that it actually became balanced, which really helped the post game because you can do all the shot fakes and have a chance of having it defended. Mm-hmm. And you had the shimmies and the fake drives and the different types of spins to different types of shots in the post. Whereas with NBA Live, all I remember, and you know, being a big guy, as you said, Andrew, you know, the post game is where I used to go to all the time. I felt like it didn't really evolve much further than what we had in like 2004, where you can choose to drive to one side or another, or you can do a fadeaway, or you can try to trigger a jump a hook shot by standing still, or a shot fake to another move. I'm trying to think of the best way to describe that weird move that Live had. But I always felt it was very, very, very underwhelming compared to the face-ups and the more intricate fakes that you have in 2K's current post-game, at least.
Okay, well, let me sort of rephrase in what I meant. With regards to Live 09, there was far more animation far more animations in around the basket and underneath the basket and compared to Live 10. I felt also the control factor with the pick and roll aspect, and that was far better in Live 09 than in Live 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like that because it was a lot more a lot easier to sort of get the controls in that terms, I was actually able to use the post players better than I could in Live 10. Live 10 was more for me just getting straight to the basket for the dunk. I think for me with 2K, like because I came into, I mean, aside from playing older versions like 2K3 and all that stuff, but not really sort of playing it until like 2K...
Last couple of years kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah, you know, sort of learning it. I mean, yeah, they got a lot of animation aspects to it on the offensive end. So, yeah, it's I'm able to use some of the big man plays and all big man moves and all that. But for me, in terms of accessibility and all that, and from straight picking up the controller, Live 09's was a better experience for me in that term. And I think too, like I think I said it in the previous podcast, was when I was playing Live 09, I was playing more sim based. Like I was trying to be more strategic, and I think in the recent years I was just more playing just out of enjoyment and just trying to get to the basket. So I think it was the way my sort of attitude and playing style changed as well. So I think those are the sort of factors of why I have the thoughts that I do about the two games and that.
Yeah, I mean, 08 and 09, there was a big focus on the own the paint moves, which I think they went away from a bit in Live 10.
Yeah.
Leon, I guess not having played some of the recent Lives, don't really have much of a comparison. But
you're making me sad. Yes.
Anything to add on the? I mean, do you sort of look at that lineup of athletes and think, oh, maybe there should be a couple of bigs in there to balance things out?
I think they're just trying to appeal to younger fellas because, you know, younger basketball players would prefer playing with their playing style as guards. So maybe that's just part of their marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think everyone there is under 25, I believe. So
yeah.
Certainly going for that.
But you know,
I suppose, yeah.
But certainly, perhaps on later releases, they might refer something to bigger players and whatever feature they have for post games. They're certainly not going to leave it out, and that I'm sure of, you know, because
yeah.
Trying to bounce back after years of not being seen in the gaming industry, for sure they'll be back with something about the post games. But really, I'm really sad to not being able to play those recent live games. Yes, you know.
Well, you do actually get to at least enjoy looking at the games.
Yes.
The media that other people are posting. Yeah. And speaking of which, we did get two new screenshots this week featuring Oladipo. There it is again. And also John Wall and cover player Kyrie Irving. Irving's been in a lot of the screenshots, as you might imagine. I'm not the biggest critic when it comes to graphics, so I'll be very brief. Right off the bat, it's next gen. It looks pretty damn good. A couple of comments
here,
on
here.
Our Facebook page. next topic. But a couple of comments on our Facebook page that facebook.com/CNLSC that I thought were quite accurate were the name on the back of Irving's jersey doesn't look quite right. A bit small, perhaps. And the other thing, the colors. Compared to 2K, look quite good. You know, the red on the jersey, I thought was. I would have to agree with the fan who, how gauche. The person who made that comment on our Facebook page. I'm sorry, I don't have it up in front of me now, but I would agree that the colour's looking pretty good, as we've discussed before. Kind of an issue in 2K over the years, but yeah, I mean that's looks pretty good. A couple of little minor things, but. I can live with it. Looks good. Fine. Ben, you're much better at critiquing. You know, you're the graphic designer. You've got the better eye for these things. Anything stand out to you in the screenshots?
Definitely see a lot of improved texturing. I'm noticing on the colors for John Wall's jersey when he's up against Kyrie, you can sort of see the sort of ridges in the colors. You can definitely see the Rev 30 texture a bit better in that jersey as well, in the Wizards jersey. Colors, yeah, the colors look pretty good. Ultimately, I'd still love to sort of get under the hood and see the texture and all that stuff without all the lighting to sort of alter the perspective of the colors to sort of match them up properly. But they look far better. They don't look like soft pinks. I can agree with the Irving being a bit small, riding on the back of the jersey, or just doesn't quite look right in some way.
Yeah.
I'm noticing there's a lot of texturing in the material as well on the jerseys, like looking at the shorts in particular, but it could be the way that the image is compressed as well. The ball looks pretty good, although, again, I think the compression and the image has altered it a little bit. Just looking at the high-res image of, like, the six players that they got.
The Nothing But Next.
Yeah, yep. They all got the same vein structure. But it's mainly the veins as well. In their arms, in particular, they're the exact same in each player model.
Yeah.
Maybe except Lillard in some way, because he's got a slightly thicker...
He's also got the tattoo as well.
Yeah, so that kind of hides it. But yeah, they've all got the same vein thing, which was notorious in 2K, with just basically the mirror imaging of the arms, textures and that. But
pre-order cancelled.
Yeah. But that was on their current gen, so... The beard on Rubio looks pretty good. It has that sort of messy sort of...
Sparseness between the the sideburns and the goatee,
Overall, pretty decent in the faces and that. I still think the skin texturing aspect, I think 2K has improved theirs over Lives in a lot of ways. It looks a little bit more human-like as opposed to...
sort of not plasticky, kind of. That's the word people like to say cartoonish. Yeah. I hate that, but plastic sort of.
I was gonna say
you hate that, really
cartoonish.
I was gonna say
just a little
animated CG-ish.
Yeah,
it's probably about the closest where it's trying to be, but not quite. So that's one thing I think EA could sort of improve on.
Sure.
And just the sort of way that the jerseys are tucked into the shorts looks a little bit funny with the modeling and all that stuff. I think the players need a little bit more shape in the upper body, with like in their chest and the back region and that. Just
athletic triangular kind of shape.
Yeah. Because they're just too straight up and down.
Yeah.
So yeah, if I can improve that in the coming like. If it's worked on in Live 15, I'll be happy with that. So, but yeah, I mean, it's a good start so far, and for where they're, you know, the situation that they've been in the recent years, and that I just want something to play.
you've brought it up, but John, I know you can run with it, run with the ball. But
no, don't say ball, dude. That ball. Don't talk. Just the ball. That ball.
Yeah.
Ball. That ball is the most amazing. People have said that it looks like an outdoor ball, and I think that's probably why I like it so much. But
you know, there's no blacktop in NBA Live 14.
I'll survive. I don't know what it is, but it is the most beautifully textured basketball I have ever seen in a video game, and. I know it's weird out of all the things to like take from that screenshot, how the crowd isn't looking at the players, how there's still that weird painted on wrinkles on the uniforms that we can see in Kyrie's butt, how, you know, the padding on the sleeves is a little much, and, you know, the nitpicky, in my opinion, nitpicky kind of things. But the ball is flawless. I just love it. I did want to make mention that Jay Bowles in the thread critiqued the very nicely critiqued the Orlando Magic Opelito. I didn't say it right. Screenshot. He very nicely mentioned how there's supposed to be a blue outline around all of the baseline letters. How it's a metal backboard, not painted. How the tick lines are too long, the charge lines don't go to the baseline far enough, and how the dashes for the foul line semicircle are screwed up. It's very accurate critique. I checked the court right after he saw that, after I saw his post, and he is right on with everything. But I think with that screenshot, the shoe scuffs is what does it for me. Seriously, the little things. I don't care about the most accurate things in the world. You know, you mentioned the vein textures being the same in every player. Yeah, well, they're probably using, you know, the same normal map for every player. And that doesn't really bother me as much because at least we're getting to see veins on players.
Yeah.
And, you know, all these inaccuracies with the Orlando Magic court. But, oh, my God, look at those textures. Look at those shoe scuffs in the damn lane. I mean,
that was impressive. Like, even on the low-res image that I saw. Like, I haven't seen the high-res one like I have the others.
And it's funny just because I spent a lot of time staring at reflections yesterday when I was watching the Nets play the Celtics, which was very sad. And I don't know why I'm talking to you guys about basketball right now. But noticing the reflections and seeing the few screenshots that we have of, and you know, video of Live's reflections, they have nailed it. Graphically, this game has nailed it, in my opinion. Like, just great, great, clean stuff. And I love how you say clean when I'm talking about shoe scuffs and a deformed kind of messy ball. But there's a great feature by the Forza devs talking about how on the current gen games, how, you know, it was all about getting it to be as perfect and realistic as possible. But for a game to be truly next gen, textures and everything have to account for inaccuracies, dirtiness, you know,
the
randomness,
imperfections.
Imperfections. Thank you. And that's what I see NBA Live doing. We have imperfections in skin. We have imperfections on the uniforms. We have imperfections on the ball. And now the shoe scuffs on the lane. I couldn't be happier with the graphical style of NBA Live 14.
High praise. And now we have something new to talk about, apart from the shoes. It's not about the shoes. It's about the shoe scuffs.
Indeed.
All right, Leon, are you back?
I'm here.
You're here.
Yes.
Any thoughts on the screenshots?
Yeah. Okay. So there's one nitpick I'm gonna agree with Ben and John. It's with you guys. It's the jersey letters at the back. It's in the numbers too. They're a bit small. And how they should look like. But I think faces are spot on. And you know, their screenshot where it says that. You know, this screenshot, everything but next.
Nothing but next.
Nothing
yeah.
but next, yeah. You know, it's kind of noticeable in how the jersey normal maps are uniform, amid, you know, across all jerseys. It's kind of noticeable, but it's just a minor nitpick. But seems like, for me, EA would topple 2K over graphic style, you know, player models and how their players look like in game. I still think that EA would win over 2K on that matter. So, you know, well, maybe if we talk about the LeBron screenshot later, but I think that's not really too bad for a start.
Yeah. Well, it's been nice to actually get some content on NBA Live 14.
Wait. About the shoe scuffs, I'm not really sure. I guess NBA 2K9 had that before. It's not. I'm not sure, but I think they had that before.
But were they as beautiful?
True. That's true.
Anything else? Any other comments on the screenshots, guys? Before we move on,
I can't play it.
The 2K9 stuff. The old 2K games. The shoe scuffs actually looked pretty terrible. It looked like someone took a
scratches.
Piece of chalk and just kind of scratched it. But they did show up progressively throughout the game. Which, like the progressive sweat that is no longer with us this generation for some stupid friggin' reason.
Did they even explain why they had that removed? It's something that, you know, not really
know.
About.
It was
not
it
really
was so, it was
anything
so
about
awesome.
Sweaty men. Yeah.
And
nothing
never mind
about
the fact
sweaty men.
That you, during auto replays, when they would zoom in, you would see the sweat dropping off the dripping off the player.
Yeah,
which gross and nasty, but still awesome.
Well, it's the imperfections, like you say.
Yeah.
You know,
there's no fetish with sweaty men, you know, but it's the part of the real reason.
We have three fans of professional wrestling on the panel, so we are in no position to talk about
yes.
these things.
Yes, yes.
But
good point.
Yeah. But it is nice to get some content. We was only last week we were saying that surely new stuff's got to be around the corner with only a few weeks to go before actual release dates. So
then all of a sudden, content.
At least it didn't happen as soon as we finished recording. You've got to give us that.
Yeah, right.
So that was We lucked out this time.
It would surely be amazing if EA would do a PC demo of their next-gen game and PC release of their next-gen NBA Live game.
You're making me cry.
They'll never announce that within the next 5 hours.
We need to re-record the podcast right now. They announced it. They did it.
I think we have to. I think I'd have to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning, 5 or 6 in the morning, just to record that. But I may not hold my breath on that one. a belated birthday present, if you will. But it was nice to get some NBA Live 14 content. More is on the way. We'll be keeping it... keeping the coverage flowing. Anything that comes in, we'll be posting, and of course, talking about here on the podcast. And speaking of podcast topics and upcoming news, NBA 2K14 also released the screenshot, as we said at the top of the show, and Lee mentioned it a couple of minutes ago. It's of their cover boy, LeBron James. I'll just pause for your booze. And once again, I guess I don't have a whole lot to say about it. It's next gen. It looks nice. The one thing that is worth noting is the jersey texture is wrong. The side trim of the Heat's home jersey is I believe Ben, you pointed out the trim from the away jersey.
Yeah. They substituted the black and then just kept it white, and then it just doesn't look right.
Yeah. So everyone kind of picked up on that, but apparently. That screenshot was from an older build where they hadn't corrected that texture yet. I don't know why they didn't sort of capture another screenshot that didn't have a problem. I mean, that's a little weird, but nevertheless, that is the screenshot we've got.
Do you guys have the ultra amazing super HD version of the screenshot?
I've just seen the one that I posted up on the main page, which is the one I grabbed.
Ben, do you have
borrowed
it?
off the Facebook page?
I have something. Let me check.
The resolution I have is 5,760 by 3,240.
No, that's not the version I have. Ben.
That's probably not the version I have.
I'm going to send it to you, Ben, just because so we don't have to muck up and get all robot-y with me, because I know that happened when I was transferring files in a past podcast.
The one that I got. 2048 by.
Let's just talk a little bit about 2K14's ball. Now, this ball. Actually, it's
the deciding factor.
It is actually funny with the resolution that I have of that screenshot. I got it from Operation Sports. Steve West gets that hookup, which is fantastic. You can zoom right in on the ball, and the texture is pretty good, but it doesn't have any imperfections on it like the live ball does. And you can tell they're only doubled the resolution from the current gen game, because you can still see the pixelation in the N in the Spalding. Again, next gen, I know, but it should be about the gameplay. It should be about the AI. It should be about what's going on the court. But
we want some shoe scuffs, damn it.
Yeah.
Well, shoe scuffs, but also, it wouldn't hurt to be able to zoom all the way in on a ball and not have to see pixelation. And I know this is like the nitpicky of the nitpicky. This is like the ultimate nitpick. But I mean,
that's what we do. We're a gaming community. If we didn't do this,
and I did it to NBA Live. I've got plenty of things that more decision wise. It pretty much with that kind of resolution, you can tell that it's a obviously a developer shot. It's not they paused the game and took a screenshot. It's a they rendered the shot. It's a downsampled render with the crowd just there as placeholder. It's we don't know if this is the depth of field that we're actually going to get in the game. But I mean, if you just look at the asset wise, which I guess is the reason for the screenshot, you can't really notice much of anything with the background. Like I said, one thing that you can notice that I was a little disappointed about, back in 2K7, 2K8, the lights in the background actually had light on them. If you looked at them, the lighting would actually kind of go beyond its borders a little bit. And it was more for that kind of old school kind of advertising in the stadium. And now with our LED, video ads and everything, that doesn't really happen anymore. But it still does for the, it should still happen for the advertising and stuff in the background, the lower, below the long video thing around the top. and you can kind of see it right behind LeBron's head with a little blue back there. But we don't know if that's painted on or if that's actual like lighting effect. I'm looking at little things, I know. The texture looks really nice and crisp. But of course, the new skin tones and everything looks absolutely fantastic. And the way the hands melting around the ball is fantastic. But I guess my area for concern with something of this resolution is I want to say that face texture is only doubled. I want to say it's only 1024 by 1024, which is fine. And that's four times the resolution, technically. But it almost looks like they upscaled their 512 by 512 instead of making a new one. I don't know. It looks... You can see bump mapping on the damn guy's beard. But it still seems kind of blurry-ish, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm looking at it right now. And I was just looking at the ball in particular. And yeah, the texturing still looks muddy. And the analyzing on the Spalding logo and that still looks pretty poor. It's just not a clean texture on that ball at all. Crisp, I should say. And yeah, just looking at the face and around the eyes, yeah, just it could be a bit better. I think I agree on you in that it's probably only just as where it could be a lot better. I mean, it looks nice and crisp, like when you scaled the image down and that. But looking at full size, there's a couple little things that could be a little bit better with it. And I think some of the levels and adjustments in the image have been done. So,
oh yeah, look at his armpit. You can see it.
Yeah, yeah, and around the nose area, like the nostrils.
Yep. And look at the on his left hand, left forearm, the face.
Yep.
You can see how it's kind of it's a low resolution tattoo texture being scaled up.
Yeah.
Because of how blurry it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm tempted to load up the LeBron cyberface I have in PC 2K14 just to make a comparison.
Well, you know, as long as the watches in my careers, my closet are nice looking, I suppose. You know. Yeah.
PC did it! PC did it! I'm actually booting up the game to take a look at this just to compare. But, yeah, I don't know. It looks fantastic. There's no doubt about it. Like, it is a huge upgrade over current gen. The uniform actually molds to the body. You can still see it kind of floating a little bit over his shoulder. But in terms of, in comparison to current gen, that's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one tough thing. That's one thing I said to Leftos. Like, the fit looks a lot better. It looks greatly improved. But yeah, there's just a couple little tweaks to the jersey that need to be done. From the way that the side paneling goes up right up to the sleeve points and all that, and then obviously the color switch around for, like, instead of it having the away side paneling, it needs the proper home paneling.
But the colors themselves don't actually look too bad. I thought compared to current gen at any rate.
Yeah, it looks closer to the proper. Doesn't look too pinkish. They're around the collar a little bit, maybe.
No, I don't know whose cyberface I have on my PC version, but just taking a look at it, it definitely looks like it's the same resolution texture as the 512/512 PC, except that it's just upscaled a little bit to the 1024 texture.
Would you look at that hairline? Sorry.
So yeah, screenshot analysis on the NLSC podcast.
Breaking it
right. It's definitely
down.
A 1024 by 1024 texture, and it's definitely some of the tattoos are upscaled, or, you know, not upscaled, but accurate for that resolution. But some of them aren't. I guess what I'm trying to get at with that face in the background.
Yeah.
Which, hey, you know, again, if we're going to the next generation of consoles, and it's the first game out for them, you know, I don't feel like we should be expecting them to have these amazingly high definition textures and complete accuracies. Oh, LeBron had a pimple on his left butt cheek, and now we can see that in the game. I mean,
what game are we playing now?
I just wanted to make sure you're still awake, birthday boy. But you know, it's just those kind of things that it's just like, okay, well, here's room for improvement. Here's how the game can get better. And I'm sorry, but when we go to the next generation of games, you know, I am looking for improvement compared to the current generation in all aspects. I want the AI to be able to make decisions that they couldn't do before. And right now, I really feel like the epitome of the best basketball AI I have encountered has been friggin' NBA Jam's real AI.
On Partisan, yeah.
Just in terms of reacting to the player and everything, I would give it to 2K14, but we've been having this fun three-point issue
yes.
lately. So, you know, there's that fun. But in terms of just, I want to see the graphics. I want to see graphics that modders in the NLSC cannot do. I want to see models that we can't do. And, you know, technically we can scale down the cloth a little bit and get it to look like the cloth, you know, get it as close to the shoulder as they did on next gen. You know, and obviously, you know, animation fidelity and all these great things that they can do. Great, do it. But at the same time, you know, don't be afraid to take a look at basic stuff like the ball texture. And I guess it goes back to that feeling I remember having with the Xbox 360 when I first booted up NBA Live 06. It was the first game I played on the 360. And just pretty much crapping myself just going, wow, as we loaded up the temple for the first time. And the ultra zoom in on the sweaty Dwayne Wade who just got out of a sauna. And it was just oozing out fatty pus. I don't know what it was, but, you know, it looked absolutely amazing because we never saw that stuff before.
Well, there's a lot of pressure on him, you know, first next-gen game.
And then we have, you know, these 2K14 and NBA Live 14 screenshots. And while they look great, they look nice. They look next-gen, if you will. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if I spent some time with filters and, you know, maybe even myself with textures and stuff, if I couldn't recreate some of these screenshots in 2K14 and have them even look better in some aspects.
Well, the gauntlet has been thrown down, so
look out for PC versus next gen. Here we go. So why didn't we get 2K15 on PC? Well, Jousming pissed Leftos off. Who the hell is Jousming?
Just imagine the witch hunt for you now, if that was the case.
All of a sudden, the credits change. It's Leftos is no longer an engineer. It's like head director, exclusive producer.
Said executive produced by Leftos's bid.
Exclusive executive. God.
But so you don't feel it's kind of the big jump that you were perhaps expecting from this generation to the next.
Which is funny because if you watch the 2K14 videos, the jump is there and it is emphatic. In motion, 2K14 looks absolutely jaw-dropping, amazing. In motion, NBA Live 14 does not look that amazing, but in stills, NBA Live 14 looks amazing. Which, of course, you know, with the history of bull shots from EA, you know, we should probably be a little skeptical about what we're seeing from them in screenshots. At least in, you know, in terms of color correction, like we said, Ben, and those other fun little filters you can do in Photoshop. Anyway.
The ball's actually going to look like a bowling ball, is that what you're saying?
All of a sudden I load up the game. Why is my ball texture 128x128? What's going on? NBA Live 04 did better than this. What goes on here?
and it's the discontinued ball from the 2007 season.
Cross traction my ass. But
yeah.
Hey, you know, the main thing is that these guys are going to do whatever they've done, and we're a month out. The games have to be either gold or near gold, especially for next gen, because, I mean, I'm sure that one of these games is going to show up in a kiosk somewhere, you know, to help promote the next gen consoles.
Yeah.
So they've got to be done by now. And, you know, obviously we can complain and, well, you know, the face tattoo on LeBron's left forearm doesn't quite look up to resolution as the rest of his tattoos. Really? that's what I'm going to complain about right now.
But, you know, we're a gaming community. This is our bread and butter. You know, we get a screenshot, we've got to dissect every single thing. I mean, look at that guy in the third row. You know,
he's not holding his beer correctly.
I mean, now that I've seen it, you know, I can't unsee it. So.
I mean, it is a valid point with NBA Live screenshot how the crowd isn't looking at the ball.
Well, it is a Cavs Wizards game.
I actually look at the guy on the third row.
I think someone on OS said, obviously the crowd is looking at the new NHL fight engine on the other side of the court because there must be a fight in the crowd because no one's watching the action.
So, Ben, any additional thoughts?
No, not that I can think of at the moment.
Lian, we kind of skipped over you here. We've shot the screenshot across to you.
Would you look at that hairline?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, okay. Nothing really that's worth, but I think John is correct with the textures just being scaled up. It really looks kind of blurry, and you know how the nostrils would actually don't look like a nose, you know. It doesn't really resemble a hole, but it's just a texture of a hole.
LeBron's a bit sensitive about that.
So. Sorry. I was a bit careful with the hairline.
Our podcast has now been confiscated.
And then I started looking around, you know. Maybe somebody might just get me out of here. It looks nice, but I think one step up that 2K has for now, because we've seen a few seconds of their gameplay video, is that how many parts of the player models actually has, if you call this bones, you know. If you remember that LeBron James... shout segment during the first Next Gen trailer, that's something that perhaps 2K should showcase on later screenshots or in proper gameplay videos, because that's something that would overshadow whatever scaled up textures they have for the Next Gen.
The Next Gen.
Yes. And also, you know, you could see the polygons on the jersey, the way they wrap around the player model. It's just me nitpicking. And,
so pre-orders canceled all around.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah. And no sweat, too, you know. It's just me. And
It's fair enough. Like, you know, I guess we do have to call that.
Right, and I also agree with Andrew about that guy in the third row.
Yeah.
Forget that guy. See.
Kind of see, yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, I take that back. Look at the fifth row. That's just...
But I seriously checked the guy in the third row. I can kind of switch on the windows. Okay, nothing's really up. You guys got me.
Yeah. So I'm sure more screens will be on the way soon. Possibly some not featuring LeBron in the hairline, but we shall see.
LeBron in the armpit.
The armpit. Well, you know, if they don't get that right, you know, definitely pre-order cancels. But so we did get another piece of news yesterday, in fact.
Video coming for Live 14? Did we say that?
No, we didn't.
Video coming for Live 14. Look for that right as we conclude our recording session.
Oh, of course. But the
PC announcement. NBA... Sorry, go ahead.
You were mean.
I'm berating myself. No PC release.
Yeah, but 2K unveiled their big social media feature, and Ronnie has been hyping. Yep. Once again, you can kind of guess where our opinions are going to go on this. But they've been hyping it up for a while. Revolutionary, or if, I don't know if they use the word revolutionary, but certainly hyping up as something special.
Amazing.
And basically what it is, it's called Locker Codes. And by participating in an app on the Facebook page to talk about 2K14, to promote the game, you get codes that can be used to unlock content in the game.
That's lame.
Yeah. Took the words out. Yeah. Do we really even need to do the rest of the segment? I mean, that pretty much... I mean... I guess it's nice to have that kind of content. It's a decent idea, I guess, but and clever perhaps to get viral marketing. But really,
one
that's,
cannot
that's,
facepalm enough.
Yeah, that's your big
and run out of face surface.
There's not enough facepalm emoticons to express how I'm feeling.
Well, we have two in the forum that you can choose from. One being the great Patrick Stewart. From that episode of Star Trek Next Generation. But yeah, they've been building it up, and I thought it was going to be a letdown anyway, because 2K doesn't really do online very well to begin with, and you remember it, when they've relaunched NBA2K.com, it's usually taken them 2 or 3 months after the games come out to get that up and running again when they've relaunched that. So I thought it'd be some kind of integration. Oh, maybe you can tweet out of the game and or you know some kind of connectivity with the game. But this really, and to be promoting it as this really exciting feature. I've seen some of the comments that are really enthusiastic about it, but yeah, no. I won't be partaking of this, I'm afraid.
Go home, 2K, you're drunk.
Yeah, it's, lame. Leon said it best, basically. anyone else want to chime in with additional bashing?
Yeah.
No, not really bashing, but it's something that, not really that big, you know, if you're going to win additional... I don't really remember how this works, but, you know, upon seeing that promoting the game gains you something, I kind of miss the old days where you buy your game and you get everything in it. You know, you don't need to get anything more additional except if it's an expansion pack. You know.
Or you just simply unlock something by playing the game.
And, yeah, exactly. I'm really stuck in the 90s, sorry. So it's really, you know, especially coming from Ronnie, nothing against the guy, but can we have anything that's really worth talking about that's not social media? You know, last time, Justin Bieber in game actually tweeting you, that's a big deal. So, yeah, no, I'll pass.
It's a big deal to me, damn it.
Oh, sorry.
But, you know, I think it's a letdown.
Block Bieber like John blocking 12-year-old girl.
Which is kind of like blocking Bieber, but, oh, terrible.
You kind of killed it, you know? Sorry. Go ahead.
Yep, it is pretty piss poor, like, this whole announcement. Like, it's as bad as, like, those Game Insight games that you have on Android and Apple and all that, or iOS and that, where like if you're looking at the worldwide trends right now, there's a game called one of the worldwide trends is The Tribes, which is one of the Game Insight games that you can play, and basically all it's doing, why it's getting so worldwide, well, why it's trending is because every time someone does a certain task in this game, it sends out basically a spam feed to your Twitter account or your Facebook account. And yeah, you can get some rewards for, you know, liking their page or whatever on Facebook and that. So it's just doing the free-to-play, reward you for promoting the game and that. So as attacky it is, it's probably doing a better job than the frickin' marketing that 2K have, actually, with their strategy and stuff.
Better than Ronnie.
Yeah. So yeah.
Hashtag rain.
Yeah, you know.
Now, do you get extra codes if you use hashtags? You know, an approved hashtag.
The sad part is probably.
John, you groaned when I started announcing it. Anything to add to that groan, or does that speak for itself?
Okay. You know, I feel great for the people who are on, you know, the PS360, and, you know, I'll probably use this for PS4. I'm not gonna lie, I'll probably pour myself out, get my 1000 VC every day or whatever it was, because why not? It's 1000 VC, and, you know, my Facebook friends hate me anyway, so it's nothing but me dunking, and well, actually, I don't go on Facebook, so screw it.
Maybe it counts how many flashy passes have you done.
Yeah. Oh, flash pass. Hey, bomb! Flash pass.
Yeah, Facebook post, Zhao Ming has committed 20 turnovers out of 20 flashy passes. You know,
oh,
hashtag rain.
10 people like this.
Yeah. 10 people like this. Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm just pretty... It's the way it was hyped up, it shows exactly what's wrong with Ronnie 2K. It shows exactly what's wrong with that guy.
Shots fired.
No, it's not even a shots fired. That's like common sense. That's reading a book.
Yeah.
What if Ronnie isn't really a real person, you know? Sorry.
So wait, Ronnie's a 2K insider, and Ronnie's not real.
Yeah, you know, it's a possibility, you know.
All the mind blown.
Mind blown. Yeah.
I don't know.
Head exploding gifts. Yeah. Just...
The Jackie Chan illustrated meme in that of the mind blown. Yeah.
No, it's full of it. It's bad for you, and 2K should feel bad, but they don't. Because money. They take my money. You gave them your money. Get it right, fool.
Yeah. No, they held you down and forced that money out of your wallet at gunpoint. Yeah.
They really took it. No, they really did it. You kind of handed it to them, and then you said, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. I have another.
May I have another next year, please? Yeah. Oh man, I don't know. It's funny. It's just funny to look at it as you get older and puts things in perspective from when you were younger. And happy birthday!
Yeah. Oh, nice, nice, nicely done.
Sneaky.
Yes, very very smooth segue. But so they'll continue to hit us with next gen stuff since apart from this bit. Apart from this, they're probably not going to do much more with current gen, except to perhaps release patches and, of course, official roster updates. And I guess appropriate enough time, I guess, to talk about the game, the current gen game, since I do actually have it. You know, someone else apart from John can talk about the impressions. And you know, it's good. It's current gen. What I'm feeling with the game is a mixture of enjoyment and disappointment. I mean,
that's pretty blunt. I'm enjoying. I am so disappointed.
I know, and it seems hard to reconcile. But I guess the more I play it, the more I see things that I wish were fixed or didn't really work out in the change. The one thing I'll say is I had the fear that the controls that I would be shooting a lot when I wanted to dribble. It's only happened a couple of times, and just out of bad habit of holding the stick a little bit too long on some dribble moves or triple threat moves. Most of the time, it's pretty much like last year. I know a lot of people don't like it or have said that it's bad. Personally, I don't feel that much of a difference. I guess I was already using the quick tapping movements for dribbling anyway, so that hasn't been much of an adjustment. My career, there's been a few new things added. The social media challenges. Extra, well, you get some extra skill points, and considering how pathetically low the skill points are again, I had a performance where I, because you start out, and that's the big thing, because I've been playing my 2K13 career for so long that I've built up my player. Now I'm back to crappy ratings that you get to start with that are ridiculously low. They want you to be a star straight away, but they don't give you a star anywhere near, you know, decent role player ratings still in the build. So you're working your way up from 64 overall, expecting to play like a star and getting star minutes within the first 5 minutes as well, first five games rather. So I'm trying to do the things that I've been doing in my 2K13 career, and of course not having the ability to do so just yet. So that's been interesting, but the grading logic hasn't been improved. It desperately needed to be.
Allow man to score.
Yeah, still things there? Like that. it's and of course. The great thing is you get so many allow men to score when you do get beaten, and your helpful CPU-controlled teammate stands aside and lets them go right to the hoop. So it's like, thank you for helping me out. You know, of course, you know, you fail to help them out, you get a deduction, bad defense. It just doesn't seem like enough attention was paid there to that stuff.
Yep, there was a cursed teammate grade, you know.
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, I played a bit of Path to Greatness. Okay, a decent concept. It's nothing that wrestling games haven't done for about a decade now. As far as storylines, you know, credit for the storylines that they've done and the different scenarios. That's creative. That's nice. I wish they'd taken that time and instead of adding that mode that's grotesque pandering to their cover player, I'll put it that way. It's like, really? Instead of doing that, if they'd actually put that back into the modes they had and polished them up just a little bit more, that would have been so great. The blocking is nice. it happens too often. There's way too many blocks, at least with the default sliders. Haven't played around with them too much yet. Interceptions, you've still got Dexter Pittman playing the passing lanes like Michael Jordan in his prime. You know, the psychic steals are still kind of there. It's a bit disappointing. I'm hoping that next gen will clean some of those AI things up so that the CPU doesn't have those superhuman moments. So there's those little things. There's the three-point thing that you mentioned, John. You know, the not guarding the three-point line. You know, that's a problem. And, of course, the first roster update caused those issues. We still haven't got another roster, so those more frequent dynamic living rosters, yep, that's really coming into play. We've got one in the first 2 weeks of the game coming out, which I think is actually less than last year, but nevertheless...
But it's still with glitches. It's still with issues. There's no coach profiles. They're in the first one. They're not in the second one.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like it's like just like, oh, well, they haven't updated yet. It's not that, you know, a big deal. No, it's a big deal. It's
yeah.
There's a huge issue with the game.
And I feel that maybe with those issues corrected that, you know, the experience will be better. As much as I can nitpick it and there are those issues, I do still find myself having played the game for a few days now and... spending quite a few hours with it, I don't feel like it's a step back from 2K13. I feel that it's at least as enjoyable and playable, and I can see myself playing it throughout the year as I did with 2K13. So I got to give it that. It's not like, oh, this is terrible, you know, throw it out the window. Well, actually, I can't because I've got the Steam version, so if I throw it out the window, there goes my whole system. You know, I may get frustrated with games, but not to replace the whole system. But... I guess the disappointment comes that it's the focus I feel was in the wrong. They spent too much time doing things that didn't really need to be done.
Social media
stuff.
Of
course, yeah. adding features they didn't need to do, while perhaps not adding polish where they did. But I still like what they've done for the most part. I want to see them fix up a few things with the rosters, of course, and an official patch to correct a few issues. Yeah. 2K13.5, I know that's the cliche thing to say, but, you know, I'm enjoying it so far. I'm enjoying it at least as much as 2K13. I can see myself enjoying it throughout the year. I will do a full write-up when I've spent a bit more time with it. But my initial impressions, positive, but a little bit of, wish they'd done this or that. So that's where the disappointment comes in, I guess.
Just to counter one point you made... I just checked the official 2K13 roster, an online data update thing download you guys, you and Leftos did last year.
Yep.
And we got the first update on October 10th last year, and we didn't get a second one until the 23rd. So technically, okay. We're on pace.
Fair enough. But that's still not the more frequent updates that they were talking about.
No, no.
So.
But again, you know, they're talking about it in season with actual stats, and preseason doesn't count, and...
I guess, but I mean, this is where the initial impressions come, and if there's like no data there at all, not even any placeholder data from last year for the coaches that were there, I don't know.
Yeah, especially in the first friggin', it hurts.
Well, they corrected the issue with the generated rookies, which was nice, but when they're adding another issue, I mean, please push through that second update just to, yeah.
Mm.
But it's funny, I did, as I said, I got the Steam version. Because the online store that I
all right, here we go.
The online store that I was had pre-ordered from, and I've got quite a few games from there before. I went to actually check on my order, and it said payment received, waiting for release date, waiting to ship. And I'm like, okay, even if you're waiting for the Australian release date, that was only 2 days later, so it should have already been in transit by now. So
unless you somehow clicked on. Well, they may have thought it was the next-gen version.
Oh, no, it was definitely the PC version, okay. and which was fairly expensive. It was about $50, and I'd had a coupon, so I got a whole $5 off.
Woo!
then I go back, and I find that they've got the NTSC version, so basically the American cover, since it's PC and not region-locked, for cheaper, for $38. And I'm like, okay, well, that's a disappointment straight away that they're now offering that for less than I pre-ordered for, and now they're not even... shipping it within 2 weeks of the game coming out. So I will give them this. They did they have agreed and they're refunding me the both the coupon and the money I paid, and I've cancelled my pre-order since I got it on Steam. I think in the future I'm just going to go Steam with these games. I'm kind of old school in that I like to collect covers. as lame as that is, the boxes, it kind of looks nice on the shelf. But yeah, for anything that I want straight away that I can get on PC and Steam, I think I'm going to have to do it because or bite the bullet and just get it the next day or the 2 days after in Australia and pay the extra $20 or whatever to get it locally. Yeah, because that was going out to the mailbox every day and feeling deflated, shall we say, that this wasn't coming. And then certainly when I saw that, I was like, what? And one other final note on the my saga, because I also, as I mentioned, got 2K13 on Steam again when it was cheap because of the issue with the issue with the CD key. I have jumped through so many hoops with 2K support, okay? And they've said, so first it took them 4 days to respond. And what do they respond with? You have created 2 tickets. Please respond to only 1 ticket. I have only created one ticket. I say this to them. 4 days later, they reply, please reply to ticket number whatever. This is the ticket number whatever is the one I've been responding to. So finally, I'm getting snippy. I'm becoming that guy at this point. The guy that all of us that have worked in customer service hate to deal with, because at this point, I'm not getting good service. So I get a little snippy at this point and point out that this number is the ticket that I've been told to respond to. And said, please, can you forward this to anybody else who can actually answer my question and tell me what information you need me to give you to resolve this. So finally today, I've actually got this so I can get my key back, just so that I've got the DVD version to use as well, if I want. But, I'm sorry, you know, I've worked in technical support. I still, in a sense, work in technical support. Oh, it's so shoddy that this has taken over 2 weeks actually to resolve, and it hasn't been resolved yet. I've got to follow up to that email, that ticket, and hopefully realize that I am responding to the right ticket with the information. But yeah, I'm sorry. In the forum, I know we've got a thing, John, about saying, you know, when people have problems, support.2k.com. You know, you might as well do a rain dance. Seriously, but. Yeah, you know, so that's been fun. That's been a saga in itself.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
I'm sorry to hear it, and you know it sucks and all that, and especially with the whole, you know, reinstalling CD key thing. But yeah. it's just too funny. It was just so funny to be. I'm a week and a half into playing 2K14, and all of a sudden Steam pops up, and it says Begs 4 is now playing NBA 2K13.
Yep.
And I was like, you made a mistake! You bought the wrong game!
I'm never been good with numbers,
I'm still waiting for my disc version. Andrew,
yeah.
Why did you buy last year's game when you could have bought this year's game?
At that time, I didn't want to spend the money, but now that I'm getting the refund, you know, it's all good. It's come through.
It all came out in the wash, but this is so.
Oh, funny. It was the most roundabout way of doing it. You know, I like to think of myself as a sane person normally, but yes, this certainly, yeah.
Now, normally, the reason why I just tell people to contact 2K support, a majority of the questions that we get. Help, my system is artifacting. Help, it's closing right when I start up. Help, it's doing, you know, this, and this. I ain't getting paid for this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, all right, there's something legitimately wrong with the game or your system. They pay people to do this.
Yep.
If I help you with this, it's very possible I'm going to get pissed off and not work on Midnight Ballers tonight, or I'm not going to enjoy my, you know, playing the game, or, you know, be pissy for this reason or that reason, or, you know, for whatever reason, all because I help you with your computer problem because you didn't know that you had to have your VGA cable plugged in. I mean, or GBI, whatever these kids are using these days. But, VGA cable? What the hell?
Well, we were talking about going back to the 90s, right?
I'm going to stay silent. I think I have that in.
Old school, no DVI for me.
Yeah.
No, I do. I do have the DVI. I do have it all plugged in, so at least I wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Well, I did real smart, and I grabbed a... I'm not waiting for the Steam consoles or anything. I decided to buy a 50-foot HDMI cord. And I was going to hook my computer up to the living room TV so I can...
I tell you, your Ouya is going to look so good on that.
Just... Oh, yeah. And, no, I did stupid, and I did not test the HDMI cable before. I wired it all underneath the carpets and pinned it all to the upper ceiling of the wall where it's hidden and all this stuff. And I took down, I had to take down both wall-mounted TVs to unplug one HDMI and plug in the other. And I spent all this work, and I turn it on and say, is it working? And it's coming in and out. And I go down and take a look. The screen is flickering, and all the blacks have artifacting. And so now I have to return a cable that I unraveled 50 feet of and wired throughout the house.
Now you get to be that guy.
Yeah.
It's only 15 bucks. It's only 15 bucks, but fuck.
$15 is enough to make a stink. It's just...
Yeah, indeed. Tangent.
It's your fault I bought this and unraveled it somehow.
Just have it in one messy ass knot and then hand it back to them so they have to untie it, untangle it.
But but yeah, I mean, it's like I say, I reckon I'll be playing 2K14 throughout the year. Unless I really get the urge to go back to my 2K13 my career, just to finish unfinished business, if you will, you know, since
Hall of Fame.
Since I, we'll see. But,
I think
one
for myself.
Yeah, but I do hope, and you know, again, Leftos laughing not only at my stupidity in handling the situation, but of course our speculation on the next gen version of 2K14. You know, that they are mentioning that they're going to have the new technology for the next gen version. That's obviously a really good idea because we are. You can see the stuff that's as good as and enjoyable as the game is. I know I've said it, it's disappointing. I've hopefully reconciled those two extremes, but you can see the age of the engine and sort of it pushing its limits of what they're willing to do or able to do on the current gen with what they've got.
I'm not willing to do more than this.
Well, I mean, you know, it is all about next gen. So, I mean, how much time and resources do you put into you know, the previous iteration?
Next year's iteration will just be a hamster and a wheel.
Didn't we talk about this? It's just going to be a coupon to buy the next gen version. The box that,
2K15 is a DLC.
Yeah.
But I do hope that some of these issues don't migrate across to the next gen version, but I will have a full write up at some point, perhaps next week. I don't want to leave it too long, but at the same time, I want to spend a lot of time with the game because, as we've all said before, you know, the reviews you get from a lot of the IGNs and such of the world don't necessarily go into the detail that our community likes to hear. So I'll see if I can do a write up that does the game justice and also lets people know what they want to know, but I'm not going to talk about shoes or graphics. Because it's just going to be, yep, this game has graphics, this game has shoes.
This looks like a basketball game to me. I'm not sure.
Something about bouncing a ball repeatedly and then going end to end. And no, sounds like tennis.
This certainly is the basketball. Now, there's Harvey Globe prize.
Basketball.
Just getting everything wrong. Yeah. This game does not appear to have the Shaq attack. But, yes. But I guess that wraps up my opinions for this week. I'm sure as the weeks go by, even after I post my review, I'll have things to say about it. But yes, I have the game. much stuffing around.
He just really missed the Steam delay last year and the experience of it. So
That's the thing, yeah.
Magic.
Yeah. Oh dear. Anything else that you guys want to mention about the current gen game? Any modding news, John, that you wanted to bring light to this week?
The trainers that are released now can pretty much do everything we could do with Red MC, not as easily, unfortunately. If they just put in a grid mode, like we could do anything. But they have not done such things, so. Oh well. Yep. There's a couple of rosters out that have Yao Ming in them, so I'm very happy. I'm working on Midnight Ballers, which, hooray, I need to be doing other things in my life, but whatever. I'm trying to think. There's not really anything in the way of spectacular advances yet. No one's made a roster editor. The people over at Operation Sports are doing a lot of really good work with hex editing the rosters. but I promised myself I wouldn't go back to that. We're doing slider edits, not slider edits like in the game, but we can change the sliders that the game refers to when saying these are default sliders. So you can technically have custom sliders in my career mode for those who like that stuff. Casual sliders.
Woohoo!
And
doesn't have a closet, not interested.
Yeah, it doesn't have a closet, not interested. And, you know, you're talking about my career, and I can't wait for Community Ballas, my mod, to come out, so that, because that's what I'm going to play my career with.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Against all the terrible people, I'm going to have my people be terrible. I'm going to change all of the ratings to be terrible, and I'm going to change generator rookies to be terrible, and maybe I'll just put, like, potential at crazy high so that people can actually get good. But
start at 45 and up 99.
Oh no! Well, I start every rating off at 25, and I do like a randomized. You get a possible chance of a 15-point boost, and that's it.
he peaked early. He did.
I'm gonna go further with that, but no, community bottles will be fun, and there's not a lot of other. We have custom scoreboards by Eric's again, which is amazingness. There's a really cool generic high school project that Kahuna and TS Go So Good are working on, which is good stuff. And plenty of amazing cyberfaces, and there's pretty much non-Red MC mods going on right now.
Yeah.
High quality, great stuff, just waiting on the roster editor.
I'm just loading up our download section now to see what the... See what the count's at. Already over 100 files in the section already in just a couple of weeks, which is pretty much on par with last year, if I recall correctly.
That'd be something for you to recall.
Yeah. Yes, the fun of maintaining that. But thank you, of course, to everyone who continues to upload their work and keep it coming. And, of course, you know, all the stuff we've talked about before, open source, cooperation, sharing tips and everything, you know, do it. But I guess any other notes, guys, or shall we move on to a couple of NBA things?
Go ahead.
Yeah, a couple of NBA things.
But, well, I'll start out with you, John. Have you got anything from Reddit for us?
That's always the best thing to say to me. John, you've been wasting your time on Reddit. Anything new?
Anything new on Reddit? Yeah, oh, a couple of things.
Evidently, everyone yells at Mario Chalmers. No.
Let's spend 10 minutes on that. But,
have you guys heard of Aquil Carr? I'm not saying his name right, probably. But he was a YouTube sensation, a tiny little guy. He's just out of high school. He's decided that he's going to forego the big money overseas and play in the D-League and try to make it that way. So he's got his year of ineligibility from the NBA.
Yep.
But he's a very exciting young, you know, little player. I should probably find out how tall he is. But very entertaining to watch. He is 5'6", and definitely something. It's funny, I got a request for someone asking me to do his cyberface, and they said, oh yeah, it's cool, just use his mugshot. It's a really good picture of him.
It's a mugshot.
Okay. So I'm not doing that.
According to Wikipedia, and we know how that's always accurate, citation needed. 5'7", 148. So yeah, definitely in the spud web territory.
And he can dunk, I believe. So, and then we have Corey Maggette. He got waived by the Spurs, and he had previously said that if he doesn't make the Spurs team, that he will be retiring. So he has had one heck of a career.
Yeah, expect announcement within the next 24 hours of that retirement.
Yep. As soon as we finish recording.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
But you know how these things work. Everyone says they're going to retire, and then they return under a mask. But that might just be pro wrestling, actually. But...
All of a sudden, we'll be having this random player on the court who does a front flip and then does a very basic dunk.
Corey Spaghetti. Oh, I wonder who that is.
Celtics played the Nets last night. I cried.
Did they shoot 23s? Because they're going for records this year. You know?
I just watched Kelly Olynyk shooting a 3, and I was like, that they weren't lying.
Yeah, for those who haven't seen it, it was on the Ball Down Live blog on Yahoo NBA, and I'm sure many other sites as well, that Brad Stevens, the new that's their new coach, isn't it?
Yep.
Brad Stevens, yep, got it right. Oh, God, that Nolopito.
Nailed it.
Fantastic. actually, Oladipo. I actually did film this, so anyway. He's got them shooting threes in both practice and games, and a lot of the bigs are taking threes, so...
all of the bigs.
That might be interesting to see this year, you know, Walker making a comeback.
he won't come back until there's a full point line.
It's a bit overstated because I'm looking at the box score from last night. Celtics went 5 for 17 from three, and the Nets did 3 for 21.
Yeah. So they dialed it back. Yeah.
And Kelly,
so basically, he did not shooting average.
So.
But don't you want to see Olynyk win both, become the first player to win the 3-point shooter and dunk contest in the first year? You know, the same year. You know, just
yeah, in my 2K association, sure. Oh man. I don't think there's really much else really big for news this past week.
Derrick Rose had some soreness in his knee, everyone freaked out.
Yeah. Oh, Greg Oden,
myself included.
Yep.
Yeah. The three-legged Greg Oden is clear for full contact practice.
Tripod.
Yeah, which is good to see. I mean, you know, even if he is with the Heat.
No shortcuts, come on.
Isn't that great in the Path to Greatness intro? There are no shortcuts. Up comes the big three.
big three-legged Greg Oden.
This is never going to make it to air.
Look, but, Mom, no hands.
All the best to Greg Oden. Who I once rode a lift with, or an elevator with, at the draft. And he made me feel very short. I just realized what kind of double entendre that was. But yes, but when you're 6'3", I know we have a couple of people 6'6" and over in the quote-unquote room at the moment. But normally when you're 6'3", you're sort of one of the taller people in the room. But yes, standing into the lift and seeing a 7-foot guy just towering over you, it's like, yeah, that's...
Yeah, I played.
Now I know how everyone else feels.
It sucks. But,
that was my brush with fame.
Shump got rid of his flat top. Yay!
Trade him.
Get rid of him. Yep. And
Norris Kolk still keeping the faith.
I think he is.
And I think other than that, nothing else really has happened.
No, just a lot of training camp fodder getting cut, I think, at the moment. And also the aforementioned Corey Maggette. Sorry, Corey. But I caught the Lakers-Warriors preseason game. It was on ESPN Australia last night, the one that's been played in China. Two matchups that can be played in China between the Lakers and Warriors. The crowd cheered whenever Kobe was shown, so they sort of randomly get really excited when a shot of Kobe was in the crowd, or on the bench, rather. I'm going to throw out a prediction. Do you guys remember when Flip Murray, or if you, first of all, do you remember Flip Murray?
Yeah.
From a few years back? Remember when Ray Allen was out for the first couple of weeks of the season with the Sonics, and Flip Murray just went off, and everyone's like, he's the new star, because he was averaging about 27 points a game or something?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be Nick Young until Kobe comes back for the Lakers, because he was hitting these crazy shots. He was shooting it fearlessly. You know, that he's going to be the Flip Murray of the 2014 season. Then Kobe's going to come back, and that will be his career, basically. But, yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
But it was actually a very entertaining game, and you know, for a preseason game, it got quite intense at the end with Mark Jackson leaving the starters for the Warriors in, even doing the offensive defensive substitution in the final seconds of a preseason game. You had to love it, and it paid off because the Warriors won. But
a preseason game.
Hey, they're already in, you know, playoff mode. So, but it's kind of fun to see a fun game to catch. Kind of weird to be watching a live game at 10:30 at night, Australian time. But yeah, it was fun. And there's another one on was it Friday, I think, either tomorrow or Friday. I have to double check, which I'll probably catch. But as I said, getting in the mood and hoping that Derek Rose's knee is not a concern. It's supposedly not, but that had everyone scared for at least a moment. Any other tidbits? You said you caught the Nets Celtics game, John.
You
don't want to talk about it.
I mean, it went better than expected, and they played this thing with Jeff Green saying, you know, it's time to move on, which is just true. It's time to move on. But it was difficult seeing him in a Nets uniform against the Celtics. I was waiting for him to accidentally pass it to somebody. I fully expect Rondo to screw with Garnett and, you know, say, I'm here, you know, to take the ball for something and then get punched. But, no, it was an entertaining game. Went down pretty close to the end. They lost, right?
Let's go, Wiggins.
They did lose by 2. Yes, that's right. I mean, I don't really care.
I saw someone in the forum throw out the slogan "Riggin' for Wiggins."
Riggin' for Wiggins.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know what? Is he really even that good? I haven't kept up on him. I hear a lot.
He's Canadian, and I hear good things. That's all I know.
Steve Nash. Is he ridiculous?
He's as good as Canadian bacon.
The movie or the food stuff?
The food stuff. I didn't even know there was a movie.
Oh, yeah. I've got a feeling that was actually the late John Candy's last movie. But no, that's the kind of trivia we like to throw out here on the 50th episode of the NLSC podcast. May or may not be correct. We got Wikipedia here, but, you know, flying by the seat of our pants.
That's a Google search. Come on. Yeah. Ain't no way we got time for that.
Let's just post a question in the forum and hope someone answers it, and we'll read out the answer next week. Look forward to that.
Hope you guys are enjoying. Yeah. Look forward to that next week.
John Candy. But
yeah.
So we're a couple of weeks away from the season, and
hip hip hooray!
I guess. Don't sound so excited, but clearly Mark Jackson's ready, so I guess the rest of the league's got to be ready to bring it. But actually, the other funny thing was hearing the Lakers announced team. The fanboyishness, the bias, the fact that they're saying, "Oh, you know, there's a hard." It's kind of hard, you know, having this trip to China so close to the season. But hey, the Heat did it last year, and they won back-to-back championships. And like, are you really comparing this year's Lakers to the team that won the championship last year? Yeah, it's like that may be the only thing they have in common. But we'll throw out that comparison anyway.
Some guy was complaining on the Celtics broadcast about how, we're playing too many preseason games. There should be 2, and that's it, and then you stop. And I mean, I know it's a little ridiculous. The Celtics are playing back-to-back. They're playing against the Raptors tonight. But it's preseason. It's testing out the team. It's getting everyone ready to go. You're not going to have injuries, you know, ideally, even though evidently everyone and their mother have broken a finger this week.
A lot of injuries, yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of like if you're injuring players, you're going too competitive. You know, it's supposed to be just getting warmed up, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Figure out plays and rosters or the final positions and that you have on your roster. And just sort of test out a few plays here or there. And so, yeah, that's generally the purpose of it.
We're going to have to say goodbye to Leon really quick. Thanks for joining us for the 50th episode, and we've got to get you on again soon.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, guys. And, you know, got to get past the guards. Thank you, guys.
Best
and then, Andrew, happy birthday.
Good luck,
Andrew.
Man.
All right.
Oh, thanks, man.
All right.
Good luck, man.
All right.
Okay, I hear gunshots. Are we playing GTA 5, or is Leon okay?
It's probably as good as my driving on a Saturday. Yes, I drove blind.
Hey, like I say, you can still officiate an NBA game.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. What? Those cars are already burning and flipped over and exploded before I got here.
I just picked you leaning out the window. Get off the road, you maniacs!
Oh.
Can't see the forest for the trees. Any other NBA stuff, guys, or shall we wrap up with our listener mailbag for this week?
I think, yeah, we're happy to move on to the mailbag.
Mailbag? No more Reddit goodies, John?
On to the mailbag! On to the mailbag!
Well, as you insist. So we asked, we had another mailbag for a couple of weeks now, but we did ask what is the community's, or what are the community's reactions, rather, to NBA 2K14. You know mine, my long rambly story and the saga of how I got there. Most of you got the game in a more conventional way without waiting 2 weeks for it. And you've been playing it and you've given us some impressions, which we will read some out. And some people wrote some fairly long comments. Some wrote some that weren't quite PG. So I will paraphrase some, but... The reaction's kind of mixed. I mean, there's some people that say that seem to be really enjoying it. I've got one here from Dwight on Twitter. Loving the PC version, see new animations and plays, looks like real basketball with mods. So obviously enjoying the PC version and all the stuff that modding community is doing. On the other side of the coin, Matus, I'm sorry, I may not be saying that correctly. Sucks so bad. Does not. Point of contrast there.
You're already off to a great start.
Doesn't like the ISO shot control. Staying difficulty with spin moves. Yeah, not quite happy with the game at all. Arlen, once again, I apologize for my pronunciation. I'm an Australian. It's a wonder you can understand me. My player sucks, haha. That's not funny. That's disappointing. Driving to the rim or posting up is fine, but again, defense is neglected. Tony Allen can't defend Shannon Brown, lol. Then Marc Gasol gets out-rebounded by Byron Mullins. Weird things happening in 2K14, friends. another one here. Mozam, NBA 2K13.5. I guess that's the common... It's a common one. Alexander. Funny thing is, people actually think next gen will be better. I certainly hope so.
Yeah, me too.
But, I imagine, you know, that's where the new technology is going to be. That's where the focus is. I'd say that will be the case. Dixon says, too hard to do a spin move in Eurostep. Nova button for crossover. Guessing he's using the old school controls then.
Yeah.
So I have no problem doing a spin move. Oh, here we go. I'm using keyboard for PC and it sucks a lot. Well, you know,
don't.
Keyboard. Yeah. Don't do it, man. It's bad for your health. Developers are way too lazy to actually make improvements. We've addressed the lazy comments before. That's Mozam again. They don't care for us PC users. Amen, no. I guess. they only care about the PS3. This is Enrico. Slam dunk contest in my career is a bit hard because there's no slam dunk contest in the game modes. I mean, I actually haven't tested that out yet. I need to sim through and play the Dunk Hero, which really should have been one of the first things I did since I didn't play the console version last year. But yeah, that is a bit disappointing. Can't drive to the basket easily. You can easily draw reach in blocking, shooting, loose ball foul. Actually, that will take me back. John, how do you feel about the loose balls in 2K14?
I feel like they could be a little bit firmer.
Okay. Be that way.
No, I think they're it's fine. It's almost similar to the live ball physics that we saw in 2K12, which I loved, and I got really mad that they got rid of in 2K13. So I enjoy it. I think it happens realistically enough.
I've seen a couple of Super Bowl kind of bounces that have.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, you kick a ball, it bounces like that. I mean,
I guess it just looked a bit exaggerated to me. That's all. But
at that point, yeah.
What concerns me is that they did a decent job of losing the ball in traffic. I do feel that it's kind of unbalanced insofar as that it happens a lot to the user, or to me at least, whereas the CPU seems to be able to Harlem Globetrotter it through everybody on the court. But I felt that was one of my fears when I read about that it was going to be a bit unbalanced, and I feel that is. But yeah. I guess firmer loose balls, but on the more positive side of things, NBA Modder, who's been uploading a lot of the 105 files that we are adding them to the database, I should say, NBA 2K14 is the most realistic NBA game to date. Enjoys the new passing and advanced controls, smoother, more realistic gameplay. Saying my career is exactly the same, kind of bland Path to Greatness mode. Not really impressed with that. Does like the blocking system, but too excessive. A lot of the things I was talking about earlier. And list some pros and cons there. Better passing, better blocking, better dribbling. And cons, too many blocks, no change in my career, no creating a legend mode. And just looking down there and saying the Worm 91 says, interesting comment, 2K14 may be the most realistic game, but 2K11, 2K12, and 2K13 are way better.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it says... It says 2K14 may be the most realistic game, but 2K11, 2K12, and 2K13 are way better.
So what?
I don't know how to reconcile that one. I mean, I know I threw out the pretty blunt enjoying it but disappointed statement, but I felt I was able to reconcile that. Yeah, I guess just not enjoying the feel of the game, perhaps.
Well, I guess.
Yeah, might have to follow up on that comment with an explanation on that one.
What are you talking about, buddy?
Yeah. LBJ, Path to Greatness is boring. Jordan Challenge of 2K11, NBA Greatest Mode was better. I'd agree with that. Yeah, doesn't like the merge controls, some of the caps on my career. And, oh, here you go, John. This is the Worm 91 still. I think flashy passing is unnecessary.
Well, I think you're unnecessary. Banned.
Because it results in too many turnovers and can't really use it always in game. Well, I mean, you can't really throw it every time. So.
Earn to do it. It really should have been just a normal pass option. Like that is the mistake. It should have just been just pass. And if you hold down turbo, then it's flashy pass.
Yeah.
Because it would have made so much more sense just to have everything, dribbling, shooting, passing, all on the right stick like that, and easily modifiable. I'm already used to dribbling and shooting. You said you weren't having too many issues with it. Yep. And, you know, just being able to use it as regular pass would have been nice. But we're too good for that.
And also, finally updated our poll on the main site this week. I let the last one run for way too long. Just, again, asking what is your opinion of NBA 2K14 so far. 19% so far say they love it. 43% say it's good. 23% it's all right. 13% it's not great. And 2% absolutely hate it. So for the most part, as I said, 43% good. So most people seem to be enjoying it, but perhaps not with the same enthusiasm as previous years, but still in, at least in the poll, more positive than negative. A lot of positive comments in the forum, and but yes, certainly a lot of people not happy with certain elements of the game. thank you for the as always for the mailbag submissions. Keep those coming, keep the questions coming. Get us to throw out some predictions. You know, more Nick Young predictions, perhaps. get us to embarrass ourselves with that, and except Ben, who seems to get everything right. at least all these teams are winning, so it just works out for him very well. But anything else that you guys want to talk about before we wrap up this 50th episode?
Uneditable models are a pain in the butt. There's the glass model that you can't edit in the backboards. So I'm trying to make a custom backboard. That's, you know, the oval curved shape.
Yep.
And it's just not happening. It's very mean. It's very mean. So don't do that, 2K developers. Everything should be editable with our modding tools that you totally don't support. So.
Well, you know, clearly the lazy leftos has sold us out. I mean, lazy.
He's already got too big
hours,
for his...
You know how many hours that guy's working a day? Jeez, you know. They talk about being a dream job. You know, we all talk about it being a dream job, but I don't know.
I don't like work that much.
Yeah,
I don't even like modding that much.
Yeah. Like I say, I don't even play basketball games. But,
I don't even play basketball.
Leftos putting in some good work, as always. You know, we love you, Leftos. John misses you like crazy.
Yeah, it was good, John. It was good talking to you too yesterday, Leftos, as well. I got to catch up with him, so I was happy with that.
I think my ball is better looking than next-gen 2K14's ball.
I'm just going to look at this screenshot then.
Said you know one of my balls.
While we're all looking at each other's balls.
Yeah.
I don't have pixelation on my balls.
My balls are in HD.
I still remember Joe's balls. From like live 06, I think it was.
Way back in the day of NBA Live 2000, somebody uploaded, or we now had the upload section facilities then, but added it to the download section, the an update for the creative players' appearances, and specifically the balls for bald players, and they called it bald package, which brought about much innuendo back in the old black and blue forums. Not the grey and black and blue ones from a few years ago, but indeed the original discus boards that people missed so much of the time that I can tell you they were a bitch to moderate and maintain. So will we be going away from PHP bulletin board? No, we shall. We will not.
Joe's patch thread. My balls. Live 2005. Amazing.
They are amazeballs.
Hey, I brought it back. I said Joe's balls, I think it was 2 years ago for 2K12.
I didn't remember that, yeah. Yeah, because I get all the notifications come through when the new one. Yeah. But I guess we have reached the end of our... oh, look at that. Another landmark episode. Episode number 50. It's been fun as always, spending this time with you guys and Leon, who is no longer with us. That sounds a bit cool.
Yeah, has to sneak by the guards. He's no longer with us.
That's why we play video games. That's why we play Metal Gear Solid.
We're gathered here today to mourn the loss of
Leon, yeah.
Shot violently by...
Well, before this gets any more out of hand, I will invite everyone to subscribe to us on iTunes or keep streaming it on NBA-live.com, of course. Just click the podcast link up the top there or down the side. Follow us on Twitter at the NLSC. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/the NLSC. Like everything. We don't have an app that'll get you virtual currency, but, you know, we'll see what we can do.
We can hack that.
Just hashtag NLSC everywhere, anywhere. Anyway, you know, show your love, show your appreciation. Speaking of which, thank you again, Ben, for the custom wallpaper modified NLSC
so
logo.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I just got exclusive footage of what just happened to Lean or Leon.
Well,
I've just posted it to you guys.
This is a risky click.
We'll make that available in the premium section, of course. But
we were getting shot on
for the
This is the best ending ever.
I can truly say that we've done the greatness that is Joel Anthony proud on this episode.
This is why we don't record late night for you guys and early morning for me, okay?
Yeah, it's early morning for us. It's 1 a.m. my time and 2 a.m. Andrew's time.
It's 11 a.m. for me. Come on.
Time for brunch. So... But that is going to do it. I'm Andrew.
I'm John.
Yeah,
done.
Here's another 50, guys.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Miss you,
leftovers.
Wop, 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 wop.
Wop, 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 wop.